Hello, friends. Hello, my friends with beautiful, beautiful minds. Yes, your mind is beautiful. And just because it comes up with negative thoughts doesn't mean it's not beautiful and freaking powerful, amazingly powerful. That's better. Okay. So much to talk about today. So much coaching to do today. So many people I want to make rich. So as we're waiting for people to join us, let me make sure I'm on the right mic. On the right mic. Yeah, I am good. Okay. Oh.
Now I'm on the right mic. Okay. All right. Thanks, Liz. I know I have the most, thank you, Anne Marie. I have the most amazing florist. You should see the ones in my kitchen. They are huge. One of the things that I do, we're actually going to talk about this today. One of the things that I do with my money is a lot of self-care. And I love beautiful flowers in my house weekly. And so I have a beautiful, huge hotel style bouquet that is in my kitchen. And then I have a huge, beautiful bouquet that's here. This is one isn't as huge. And then I have a bouquet right next to my bedside. And that is very expensive. And I spend it weekly. And it's just kind of a nod to myself for myself. Like, hey, girl, you're doing this. You're working hard. You're getting it done. This is how I want to celebrate you. And I think we'll talk about that a little bit when we talk today about spending money. But it's one of the things that like feeds me from me. Like it's from me and for me. So that's part of my relationship with myself is beautiful flowers and to be able to see them. So today we're going to talk about the three practices to uncover and change your beliefs around money. And the three practices that we're going to talk about today are earning money, having money, and spending money. And how we think about those things will bring up belief systems that we need to work through. And I will say, I just want to share a little bit of a story with you. And Marie says, take us to the kitchen. Oh, okay. Let me tell you this. This is actually super cool. So you guys are mentioning my art back here, which is beautiful. This is designer art. I love it. It's really simple. But one of the things that I have commissioned is a piece of art that size that has 100 M's on it for 100 millions. It's all just M's, but there's 100 of them. And the artist is creating it right now. It is going to be insane. So it will be back there. And we're halfway there, 50 million, halfway to 100 M's. So let's talk about this story that I was going to tell you. Let's talk about when I go to this mastermind that I paid $250,000 to be a part of. And I go to this mastermind and we're supposed to share a business concept. And one of the things that a lot of people share tactics for Google, tactics for Facebook, tactics for funnels, for managing a team, for doing live events. And I was the very last person to go after a full 2 days. And what I talked about was money. And I talked about a lot of what we talked about in the very first class, this very first class, which was the willingness to talk about how much money we make, the willingness to own being rich, to step into that identity of being a wealthy person, and how challenging that is for most of us. And so I'm going to talk about that today. But one of the things that most people don't talk about when it comes to making money in your business are the belief systems that prevent you from making money in your business, especially these, you know, huge corporate businesses that are founder, owned. the growth is driven by the brain of the founder. And so if the founder's brain isn't on point, you have no chance, because what happens is as you go through your company, as you go through your business, there will be a lot of other brains involved, a lot of other doubting involved, a lot of other negative energy that you could easily get pulled into if your brain isn't on point. So for me, one of the things that I really focus on doing is keeping my mind focused on that $100 million goal and communicating to my team in a way so they aren't pulling me down with any kind of negative belief system. So what actually happened this year was we were trying to make $50 million this year. And I said to everyone, stop. Like, the energy was too tense. It was too scarce. It was too worried. It was too pressured. Like, stop. I don't care if we make $50 million this year. Let's focus on that $100 million goal. And there was like this collective relief where everyone kind of slowed down and chilled out and relaxed. And that's when we actually made the $50 million. So it's just so important to have your mind right. Everyone wants to know the tactics that I use to make money. And those are important, but not nearly as important as the belief. So the first topic that we're going to cover today is earning money. Okay. This is one of the practices that we have. There's earning, there's having, and there's spending when it comes to money. And we're going to talk about all of them in detail. And we're going to talk about them from a different perspective than you may have heard before. You're all in Scholars and Get Coached, so you have access to all of my money courses, and all of those stand true. But as I've evolved and made more money, there's new nuance to the way I think. There's new knowledge that I have about using your beautiful mind to get rich. And so that's why I wanted to teach this class, so we could kind of take it to the next level. If you are someone that is trying to get wealthy, trying to get rich, it is my recommendation that you listen to these courses and the other money courses over and over and over and over again until this becomes your reflex thinking. The way that you are socialized is your reflex thinking if you don't do anything about it. You have to literally reprogram your brain. And the way to do that is repetition. Thinking new thoughts, hearing new thoughts, hearing my voice, hearing me talk about it. This is how I have done it, and this is how I recommend that you do it. So when it comes to earning money, you have to, in my opinion, understand how you earn money and why you earn the amount of money that you do earn. And so the way that I like to describe it, and this is actually part of the course that I taught this group of mastermind people that all make over $25 million. Most of us look to our current ability to see what we're capable of earning. And so if you're anything like I used to be, like go back to 2014, if you're anything like I used to be, I had the vision and I had the intention of, I just want to make the most money I can. That was my goal. Make the most money that I can each year. And when I had that goal, I made about $300,000 a year. Not bad. That's a good amount of money. But my goal was $300,000 a year. And so I was looking at my current ability, looking at what I was currently able to do, and deciding from that current ability what my capacity was, what I was able to earn. And so I'd look, 300,000. Okay, next year, hopefully I'll make a little bit more. Hopefully maybe my knowledge and my growth will help me incrementally improve. And many of you have heard me say this before. That was until I heard Amy Porterfield on her podcast talk about making $1 million in a year. And I was like, wait, what? We can do that? That's possible? That's a thing? Because she said that, I had a new goal. My goal went from, I want to earn as much money as I can, to I want to earn $1 million. They seem like they might be the same thing. But the truth is, I didn't know how much money I could earn. Neither do you. Because I wasn't looking at my possible capacity for earning money. I was looking at my current ability for making money. Two very different things. Your current ability for making money is what you're actually making right now in terms of the choices that you've made, the talent that you have, the desire that you have, the offers that you've made, all the combination of everything that has to do with your ability is what's determining how much money you can make. Now you could say, I have the ability to make more money. No, if you don't utilize that ability in the way, right? If you're not utilizing your own ability to make money, you don't have that ability. It's like you don't have the ability to utilize your own ability. What? So if you don't have that ability, you can't do it. So the way that I want to suggest and recommend that you think about this is you think about your current ability is very different than your current capacity. Okay. So when you explore your current capacity, what am I capable of? How much unused success do I have within me? What have I been bestowed with from the person or the entity or the environment that created me? What is my capacity? Now, if you had asked me in 2014 what my capacity was, I would have never in a million years said $100 million. Although that would have been true even then, right? My capacity was $100 million. My capacity is probably $1 billion. But I didn't even know to explore it. I only increased my capacity of what was possible when I heard Amy Porterfield talk about making $1 million. And I was like, she's a woman, she's smart, she's talented, but so am I. She's online. Why can't I do that? Nobody had even mentioned that that was a possibility in a single woman's life to be able to do that. And I don't mean single relationship wise. I mean, because I was married at the time, it's single in terms of just a sole woman entrepreneur. So my question to you is, where is your capacity that you're not accessing? Once I made $1 million, think about this, you all. Once I made $1 million, the next year, I made $2 million. Now, here's what you have to know about. That's not cumulative. I made $1 million in 2014. And then in 2015, I made $1 million again and then added $1 million. How in the world is that a possibility? I can't even wrap my mind around it now. And it was almost 10 years ago. Forget about the fact that I made $50 million this year. Forget about it. I can't even wrap my mind around it. But it makes you wonder, okay, if because I set a goal to make $1 million, I did make $1 million, how do we earn more money? My first step, my first suggestion is you explore your capacity. You explore what you're capable of, what you think you're capable of, and then you explore your desire. If you've heard me talk with April in our class right here in Scholars in Under-Earning, I talk about under-earning is making less money than you're capable of and less money than you want. So right now, for sure, I'm under-earning what I'm capable of. I'm earning my current ability. I'm not earning my current capacity. So when I set a goal, I know what I'm solving for now. And my brain works at a much higher level. My capacity that I have decided on and my desire is $100 million within a year period. Okay. I want to be able to, at the end of the year, be like, I made $100 million this year. I cannot wait for that moment. Okay. That's my desire and my capacity together. So when you think about earning, you have to decide what determines what you earn. What determines the amount of money that you earn? I promise you, it's not your boss. I promise you, it's not your current customer base. It's not your company. It's what you decide and then work towards. And I'm not talking about work, hustle, hustle, hustle. I'm talking about mentally work to align yourself with that number. Now, I only know this because I've done this. In 2015, I made $2 million. The next year, 2016, I made $5 million. I went from one to two to five. Doesn't even make any sense. How did that even happen? But when I made $5 million, I was like, okay, I'm going to make $10 million. That is my new capacity. That is my new goal. That is what I'm going to earn. And the next year I made $17 million. And then I was like, wait a minute. We just pick, we just decide, we just grab a number and then we expand ourselves to that number of what we can earn. And that's when I decided I wanted to make $100 million. And I will. And the reason I will, I'm already halfway there. The reason I will is because I simply declared it. I simply stated it. I simply aligned myself to it. I simply started spending time in the space of $100 million. Now, if I go around and ask everyone around me whether I can do that or whether that's possible or whether I should do that, everyone's going to be like, why do you need that much money? Why are you working that hard? Why is money so important to you? It's the constant negative barrage of don't do that. And you're going to have that same experience. So what I would like to offer you is that the money that you earn is personal. It is your own personal choice. It's your own personal life. And it's none of anyone else's business. Now, I make it everyone else's business because I am teaching people to make more money. But you don't have to do that. I encourage you, especially if you're a woman, to share how much money you make because you want to encourage other people to doing it, but you don't have to. How much money you make is between you and your creator and your capacity. And the question becomes, do you have a responsibility? Do you have any sort of obligation to create enough value to make that money? If you are capable of making $100 million worth of value to the world, to helping the world, do you have any sense of responsibility to do that? And for some people, when I ask the question, they say no. And my answer is, I really believe that my responsibility, my obligation to my life, in exchange for the life that I've been given, my obligation is to understand my desire and to marry that with my capacity, and that will determine my destiny. And it has. If you don't have a desire to make more money, you just want to understand why. And if you like your reason, you're set. You're golden. But if the reason you don't want to make more money is because you don't think you're capable, or you don't think you can, or you think money's evil, or you think earning's bad, that's the work we want to do. We want to make sure we clean up all the garbage that we've been taught and see that this world, this life is just a playground of fun. I love earning money. The reason I love earning it is it makes me proud of myself. It makes me grow. It makes me evolve. It makes me do hard things. It makes me get up in the morning when I don't want to get up in the morning. It makes me come have a meeting with someone that where it's confrontational, where I don't want to have it. And I'm always proud of myself at the end of that. I always feel great. Earning money isn't just about having it. It isn't just about spending it. It's about earning it and who I'm required to be to earn the amount of money that I am asking myself to earn. I do not believe that it is okay to earn money at my own expense. I believe that earning money should only be for my benefit. And what I mean by that is my contribution to the world, my own self-care, my own success, and the value that I'm creating. That is it. If I am burning myself out or hurting myself or hustling or, you know, using money as an escape, I am not evolving in the way that I believe money can help us evolve. So for you, pick that number. How much money do you want to earn? Say it out loud, even just to yourself. And then if you have to solve for that, notice that your brain will be like, well, you don't know how to do that. Well, I want to remind you that I don't know how to make $100 million either. I just don't. I can guess at how I'm going to do it. I have ideas on how I could do it. But I genuinely do not know how I will. I will know how I made $100 million when I make $100 million. And that's it. And I will be a different human for having done that than I would be otherwise. And here's the most important thing. It doesn't matter at all whether I actually make $100 million in 1 year. I'm not going to be mad at myself if I don't. I'm not going to be mad at anybody if I don't. It's already that goal, that decision to set that goal has already made me more of who I am than I could have ever imagined. I have done things I didn't know I had the capacity to do. I've shown up in ways I didn't even know were possible because of that goal. So if you believe that you're limited in how much money you can earn based on your current ability, your current job, your current circumstances, I want you to question everything. I want you to boil it down to you're a human on the planet with an amazing brain and a bunch of circumstances. So am I. I'm a human with a brain and a bunch of circumstances. We both have the same deal. We both have the same playing cards. Now, could you argue with me on that? Could you say, well, you're this and you're that and you're this and you have an ace and I don't have an ace? You could, but what if you didn't? What if you simply said, wait, maybe she's right. Maybe I just need to be a human on the planet with a brain and a bunch of circumstances and I can make as much money as I want. What if someday I do make $1 million in a year? What if someday I do make $10 million? What if someday I do make $1 billion? Who is to tell me that I can't? Are there other humans with brains, with circumstances that do the same thing? 100%. Why not you? What is your reason? Why not you? Whatever your reason is for why not you, make sure you like it. Make sure you like that reason. And if you don't want to make a bunch of money, just know why. Because I want to sell you on making a lot of money because of the way you evolve, the way you'll create value for the world. And it's just so fun. It creates so much freedom. It creates so many more opportunities. I was just telling my staff, I'm like, I want to go to the Maldives. I want to get in one of those huts on the water. I just want to be there. There's nothing stopping me from doing that. Nothing. I have the money. I have the time. I can work from anywhere. I'm going. I have the staff that can plan the whole trip for me. That is fun. Okay, so that's earning. How much do you want to create? Pick a number. Now let's talk about having money. Many of you have a hard time having money. And having money is really earning it and having it with you, having cash with you, having money in your bank account, having money in your savings account, having money in an investment account. Some of you have a hard time. The minute you get it, you want to spend it. The minute you get it, you want to change your lifestyle. And I'm not talking about having money like invested in your house or having money invested in something that is part of your lifestyle. I'm talking about having cash. So when you think about your net worth, right, you want to think, what am I worth financially in terms of my net worth? So basically, how much cash do I have minus all of my debts? What is left over? And what is that number? And what does that number feel like to have? It's so crazy how so many of us, we have money in our checking account. We want to spend it. We can't handle it. We freak out about it. But what is it like just to have cash, to be in the presence of your own earned cash? What type of relationship do you have with your own money? I really like having money, like cash, like actual asset of cash. And I get lots of financial advice, as you can imagine, because I talk about my money all the time. And I love to count my assets. Okay. So assets are things that make money. That's how I define it. An asset is something that makes money. Money makes money, right? You can put money in a savings account and it'll make money. You can put money in a bond and it'll make money, hopefully, or it will with a bond. With stock, hopefully it'll make money, right? So money is an amazing asset, and I want that asset to grow. And I want my money to have money babies, right? I want to utilize my money to make more money. But even more important than money as an asset is my brain. Because when somebody says to me, hey, I have a deal, like somebody actually recently said this to me, I have a deal where you can invest $100,000 and you can make 20% on that money in 1 year. And I said, that's cute. I can take $100,000 and invest it in my own company, in my own ads, and triple the amount in 2 months. Think about that. I can put $100,000 into my company and make $300,000. Why? Because of the asset of my brain. Because of what I can create in terms of value for my customer using my own brain. So it's really important when you're thinking about your money and your assets and your investments, right? That you include the money-making power of your own brain. What is it like to have money? What is your relationship like with it? When I have $10 million in an account, which is pretty common for me as I'm sweeping money from one account to the other, whatever, $10 million, that used to freak me out. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Oh my God, we got to put it somewhere. We got to invest it. We got to do it right. I'm doing it wrong. I should buy something. I don't know. Now I'm just totally chill with it. I'm like, it's just money. It's a beautiful thing to have money. And so I want you to think about, what does it feel like for you to have it? And one of the ways that you can start exploring this, especially if you haven't built a bunch of wealth for yourself yet, is to have a lot of cash in your purse. I know people are like, oh, it's not safe. Oh, that's scary. Is it? Is that how you feel about having money? What is it like? What does it feel like to have $1,000 in your purse? I like having $10,000. I like having cash. What does that feel like to you? Are you afraid that someone will take it? Are you afraid of losing it? Are you worried about it? There were a couple of times where I thought I had like this little envelope that has like tens of thousands of dollars of cash in it. And I thought it got stolen one time. And I realized like, I didn't freak out. I didn't panic. I didn't have a lot of fear around it because I know I can just make more. And that's not being irresponsible. It's not like I just leave my purse around, but it's also freedom. And the third piece that I want you to consider is spending money. Most of us focus on earning money so we can spend it. And the reason I know is when I ask people, I go back to the earning process and I ask people, I say, okay, how much money do you want to earn? And they're like, I don't know. I don't have anything I want to buy. As if the reason to earn money is to buy something. Now, remember, the reason to earn money is to create value for the world and to evolve yourself as a human and to have money. So when we think about spending money, I want you to think about why you want to spend money and what you want to spend money on. The thing that's so interesting to me about having a lot of cash and having a lot of money now is what I want to spend it on is so limited. I don't want to spend a lot of money on a lot of stuff anymore. And I think it's because I can. I want to spend money on a few things that are very valuable to me. And so one of the ways that I like thinking about spending money is, where is your area where you like to splurge? Where is your area where you like to spend your money? For me, it's private air flight, like by a mile. Flying private, having a private jet is a time saver that is so ridiculous. It's an energy saver. It's a status feeler to me, like being able to fly private, to take my friends, to save that amount of time, to be able to have that experience that most people can't have. That for me is one of the top things I spend money on, and I spend a lot of money on. It's all relative, but that's what I spend it on. Before I did private jets, it was flying first class. And I used to fly first class, like with points or upgrades or that sort of thing. And then I decided I want to be rich enough to just pay for it. If it's like $2,000 to fly private or to fly first class, I don't want to care. I just want to be like done. And I used to have lots of arguments with people where they're like, you get the same place. You're sitting in coach. It shouldn't make a difference. I'm like, you can get the same place riding in a bus. It just takes longer and it's a lot more uncomfortable. Right. And so it's like, what is it that you want to splurge on? Like my mom, she loves workout like equipment and gear. That woman has like a Stairmaster and a treadmill and a spin bike. And like, she's got all the things. That's what she cares about. And she doesn't care about jewelry. She doesn't care about clothes. That's not where she wants to spend her money. She wants to spend it on workout equipment. That's her splurge area. So I think all of us should have that one area where we're, that's where we're willing to spend, but we don't have to spend money like crazy just because we have it. And you've probably heard me say this before. I think a lot of time people want to spend money to show people how much money they have. And I find it a lot less expensive to just tell people how much money you have. I don't need to go buy a Bugatti because I could just say, I have $50 million, right? If that's important to me as a way of like achieving some sort of ego-driven thing, which it's not to me at all. Like, that's not important to me at all. I want you to know how much money I make so you'll make it too. I don't want you to know how much money I make so you'll think I'm better than you, because I'm not. I'm not doing anything that you're not capable of doing. Think about what you want to spend your money on and spend some time there delighting in it. Do you want to spend it on experiences? Do you want to spend it on items? When you spend money on an item that depreciates, you're actually losing the money and gaining the item, right? When you spend money on an asset that appreciates, you get to keep the money and get more money. So you just have to decide where is the benefit from the spending. So like, for example, if I spend money on a car, all of the money that I spend on that car is going to depreciate, but, and same with a private jet, but the convenience of having a car, the joy of driving in the car, the ability to put other people in the car. I really like my reasons. And so with spending, especially as you start to get rich, you just want to ask yourself when you buy something, why am I buying this? And am I buying it consciously? And do I like my reason for buying it? So many times I'll ask myself that question. I'm like, no. I don't like my reason, right? I don't like my reason for buying this thing. I don't want to buy this thing for that reason. And I won't. And then other times I'm like, ooh, it's such a good reason. I love it. Don't get caught up in that dopamine of overspending. Get your spending to be very conscious. So decide what you want to earn. Decide what you want your net worth to be, how many assets you want to have, how you want your money to make babies. Baby monies. And then those baby monies make more baby monies. I haven't found an investment for me in terms of an asset to invest in that is better than my own brain and my own business at this point. Commercial real estate doesn't even come close. Stock market doesn't even come close. Now, I invest in all of those things. But my most important investment has been in learning and in growing my own business, period. I don't care how sophisticated the banker is. I don't care what they say to me about the opportunity in crypto. I don't listen to any of that. I'm like, if you can't match my rate of return on my own brain, my own investment in my own self, I don't see why I should put that money there instead of right here where I want it to be. And I think that would be kind of what I'll leave you with on this thing is like, you get to decide how you want to be rich. you get to decide what you want your own wealth to mean to you and what you want to invest it in and have it for and spend it on. Who wants coaching? Who has a beautiful mind that wants to get rich, that wants coaching? Raise your hand. What's going on? Okay, Regina is saying here, how can I find clarity around what it is I want to do so I can earn lots of money? I think the question is asked wrong. And I think this is one of the reasons why so many of us don't make the amount of money that we want to make. We think about, what do I want to do? What will I love? And hopefully the money will come. No, that is not how it works. Decide the best way to make money. Do that. And then do everything you love after that. That is my advice. Now, if you can find something you love doing and it makes you all the money you want, bonus. But if you have to choose between doing something you love doing or doing something that makes money in the beginning, I would always say choose something that makes money. Because if you can manage your mind, you won't hate doing what you're doing and you'll be able to have the money and the freedom to create what it is you want in your life. Oh, can you talk about living but not spending from your future? Yes. So let's talk about, that's actually, let me just look at what class that is. That's class 5. So actually, no, I'm not going to talk about that yet. I'm going to do a whole class about living from your future but not spending. And what I mean by that is a lot of people say, so like, for example, when I was making $300,000, I decided I wanted to make $1,000,000. I started living in this place of, I'm very wealthy and I'm very rich. And I started talking about it. People think I started talking about it like that once I got rich. No, I've always talked about it. Like I have so much money. It is so insane. I'm happy to pay for this dinner, whatever. When you live from your future, from that place, you don't overspend as if you already had that money. And I'm going to explain exactly how you spend based on your future, based on your income, based on where you will be in a place that makes sense now. So we'll talk about that in class 5. All right, my friends, raise your hand. Let's coach. Let's go, Anne Marie.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Amazing. How are you?
Good. I'm going under my desk because my boss is here. I'm curious, what would you say, how do you find your passion to want the money to get it? I'm in a low paying job right now. And I mean, to be able to get it, I mean, and being able to do coach school is not an option because of the expense.
Okay. So what's your question? How do you get the passion to want more money? Do you not want more money?
You're talking about, you know, wanting the money and having the right reason.
Yeah. Do you want more money?
Gosh, yes.
Okay. So you have the passion.
Yeah.
For wanting more money.
You were saying you need to have the, I didn't mean to cut you off.
How much money do you want?
At least 10 million.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a passion year around it. You just haven't taken action on it.
Okay.
How come?
I've been stuck.
Why?
I lost my mom. I lost my brother. And I went numb.
Mm.
And I'm trying to get unnumb. Yeah. And that's helping with being part of this. Life Coach School has been a help. But I'm still there. I mean, I was at church on Sunday and I completely lost it. I was bawling.
Yeah.
Like I haven't cried in a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing too. It's all timing and it's all alignment. So one of the things that I want to offer you is that a lot of times you won't feel the momentum to make 10 million or 1 million or 100,000 or any of that because you don't believe that you can. You don't believe that it's possible. But when we get to the point where we believe, hey, that could happen for me. And you can see the moment that I did that is when I heard Amy Porterfield. I'm like, what? If she can do that, I can do it. The minute I believed in it, all of a sudden the action came from that place. So the question becomes, Why don't I believe in that? So for me, it was an immediate belief, because you know what's so crazy about it? I hadn't even considered having that as a dream, right? It wasn't even like the possibility of that dream. But as soon as I did, then I believed that I could do it. And so the question is for you, like, if you really thought that you could do it, you would probably take more action.
Interesting.
Right. And you don't have to know exactly what to do. That's what so many of you, you're like, I'm going to wait until I know exactly what to do. Is you just start taking action from the place of believing.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't tell yourself you're stuck. And don't tell yourself it's not possible. And don't tell yourself because you've experienced so much loss that you can't do it, because you actually can. And it could really help. Right? Showing up and offering value to the world and creating something that creates value could be very cathartic and healing for you.
Right. That's a good point. And see, I believe because you believe it.
Yeah.
I have belief in your belief in me.
Yes. Listen, borrow it all day. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you any different.
And I never thought it was possible either until I started listening to you. So
yes, you girl. Let's go. All right.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, next? Everyone.
Jenny. Let's go, Jenny. You got to unmute yourself and show your video. There you go.
I lost all my buttons. Sorry. I panicked a little.
That's okay.
I was not expecting to get called on, but.
Well, here we go. What's up?
So, and I put this in the chat. I've been struggling with figuring out what to do and taking action, because every time I put money into the equation and I don't know that how, I freeze.
Yeah.
And then I do nothing and I get stuck in this river of misery. And then when I let go of the money recently, I focused on just what I wanted to do, like the impact I want to have. It opened up for me.
Okay.
I don't want to limit myself, but I noticed for me that having the money in the equation had blocked me, and I didn't know
why
that was. I think because I'm not used to having it. Like, I grew up pretty poor. I worked in a nonprofit for 12 years, working my ass off for nothing. And so I'm okay. Of course, I would want more money, but I don't know if that's the main drive for me right now.
Well, the money is never the main drive, right? The money is just the pinpoint, so you know what problem you're solving for. So if you set a goal for money and it starts freaking you out, you have to pay attention to why, because whatever reason is coming up that it's freaking you out is the work that you need to do. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to have a goal because I was too stressed, or I don't want to know what my capacity is because that freaks me out. And I say, okay, but the stress and the freak out is a mental construct. It has nothing to do with the money. So you have to understand that you're getting freaked out and stuck because of how you're thinking. So and that is work we must do, because otherwise you're just going to be like, I'm going to try and make as much as I can this year. And you will probably make a lot of money, but the capacity of what you could do is so much bigger than that soft, comfortable pillow that you want to sit on.
I believe that. And I'm trying to borrow your belief too. I think, I think it's just because it's so hard for me to wrap my head around how, and I keep getting stuck on the how, and just trusting that if I just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Well, so how much money do you want to make?
That was hard for me to even decide on too, for some reason, because I have a day job. I'm finally making more with my day job than I've ever made before, and it's not that much. So I would love to replace that income just to start. My main concern being my family. I want the security for my family.
Okay, so how much is it? Just pick a number.
$60,000.
Okay. So $60,000. So as soon as I say, okay, let's make 60,000 or we double it, 120,000, we freak out. Like everything comes up. We're like, oh my God, I can't do it. It's not possible. I don't believe that I can do it. But if I told you, oh, Jenny, like I've been to the future, you make way more than that in the future. Like it's a no-brainer. And you like had that certainty, like you believed me that I'd gone to the future and that was done. All the stress would diminish. The stress comes from believing you can't do it. The stress comes from, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't know how. I can't figure this out. This is too hard. But if you already know and believe with a sense of certainty that you, Jenny, can make $120,000 a year and that it's as good as done, then you try different things. And when they don't work out, you don't freak out. The money is the anchor that holds you to that if you believe in it. Now, if you don't believe in the money becomes the punisher that makes you feel bad about yourself and makes you doubt yourself. So that's the shift in mindset, right? Me and my 100 million love each other because she's always like, girl, you coming. You're going to be here before you know it. I know you think that's freaking you out. Don't even worry. You're going to come. Whereas some people's 100 million is like, really? You think you're going to make this? You think you're good enough for me? Right? That's the relationship. And so my 100 million is like a lover, not a, you know, perpetrator. And that's the reconciliation we have to make within our own minds with the amount of money that we can make. So like when I look at someone like you, there, I mean, genuinely 0% doubt that you could make $120,000 a year, like zero. It's so easy when you believe in it. The potential, the possibility, the capacity, the training, everything is right there. But if you don't believe in it, it's almost impossible. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And when you've grown up without having the money, if you've grown up at a nonprofit, not being able to do it and being taught all sorts of things about what money is and isn't, it makes sense that you don't believe in it. It makes sense that your training has taught you that, but it's just not true. At all. Right. And once you make 120 million, 220 million, once you make $120,000 a year, you're like, oh, hell no. Why was I believing all of that? It was like me when I made a million. I was like, why was I believing that? I'm going to make two now. I'm going to go to the next level. And so for you, you just have to uncover like, what are all those obstacles, all those reasons why you don't think you're capable, do you believe that you're capable of it?
I think that's where I need to do some of the work.
So we look at the difference between ability and capacity. Like, do you think you were born with the capacity to make $120,000 a year?
Yeah, I think that's what's hard for me because I didn't grow up with that. So for me to believe that, I will have to do more work on stepping outside of my past and seeing and looking around me at what's possible.
You're a human. You got a brain and you got some circumstances.
Right. Yeah.
Just and you were taught certain things.
Yeah. And nobody in my family has ever done anything close to that. Mm. So
that's even more of a reason to do it.
Yeah.
120K is fun. That is a good time. When you've earned that money and when you've overcome all the things that told you you couldn't do that, and then you do it, that feeling is delicious. And it's like, why not do it?
Yeah.
I mean, at least try with all your heart to do it, because if you get to taste that, that will be your springboard to what else is possible.
I like that.
I've had that experience. It's so amazing. It's like, I want everyone to have that experience. I don't want anyone to get locked in. $60,000 is the most you have the capacity to make, because it's such a lie. And so many people die with all that unused success within them because they've capped themselves at $60,000. And I want you all to think about that. Had I been raised in your family, me, who I am, raised in your family, raised with your socialization, with your career path, if I believed that I could only make $60,000, I would have not utilized my destiny in this world. And so it makes me wonder, are you not utilizing yours?
I don't think I am.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like you're bad for that. It's just kind of like, oh, I got all this inside of me and I'm capping it with this belief system. What if I let it go? What could I do? For fun, not for pressure, not for responsibility, but just for a really good time to be able to have a really fun life.
And to show my kids what's possible.
Yes. And they'll be like, my mom was a badass. That's why I'm a badass.
I like that.
It's so good. All right, Jenny. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Who we got? Eva. Let's go, Eva.
Wrong camera. Sorry. Hey, sorry. Hey. I'm nervous.
It's okay.
Yeah, so I think about my money beliefs. What I'm kind of questioning is right now, I don't make that much money, but I have in the past. And I think that's why I'm a bit confused about my money mindset.
Why don't you make as much money as you used to?
I work in a different industry and in a different job. So
why?
I worked in the Bay Area in tech, and there I made more than 100K before I was 30. So. And now I don't do that anymore. And yeah.
But why not? Why don't you make as much money as you want to make?
Right now I do coaching. And before I worked more in cultural kind of museums, exhibitions.
So your potential to make money, you're a coach right now?
Yes.
Your potential to make money right now is extraordinary. Why aren't you making more money? You can make way more money coaching than you can in tech.
I mean,
way more. I thought you were going to tell me you were in a corporate job.
Hmm?
I thought you were going to tell me that you were in a corporate job that they were defining your salary. You can make it. Are you working for someone else or are you your own business?
I started working for your school last month.
Okay. So you're working for me. And
contractor.
You have your own business.
I'm trying to start my own, but I'm having trouble with it.
Why? Listen to me, coaches. Are you kidding me right now? Our potential to make money in this industry right now is limitless. $50 million. All my coaches on stage making millions of dollars. There is no reason, none, why you can't make more money. When you say you don't know why you're not making money, that's a lie. Tell me what the reason is.
I think maybe I don't believe in myself enough. I believe in other companies paying me, but I don't believe in me going out and me asking other people to pay me as individual.
Think about that. You believe in yourself enough to coach my clients. Think about the extraordinary pressure that should create for you. Like, my clients are very sophisticated. My clients are very smart. They're very high end. They're paying good money to be coached. And you believe that you can help them. So it's not that you don't believe in yourself as a coach. You do. And you are helping people. And you are creating value. And you are getting paid for it. So for you to step out, the only thing you're protecting yourself from by working for me and not yourself is rejection. That's it. If you were willing to experience people saying no to you, the amount of money you could make is limitless, you guys. It's ridiculous. There are so many people that need coaching. And literally, there's not enough coaches. I know it feels like there's so many of them, but there's not. Because so many of the coaches that we have are like you, hiding. People are like, where do I find a coach? Well, go look behind there. They're probably hiding. if you want to get life coach, you got to search. And then it's hard to get a hold of them because they're hiding. I am telling you, person after person after person after person wants coaching. And if you aren't putting yourself in their way so they can hire you, that's completely on you because you don't believe in yourself. But you can't even tell me that you don't believe in yourself because you're coaching my clients. And you must be doing it well because my clients don't put up with any garbage and my people that employ my coaches don't put up with any garbage. So now what's your excuse going to be? And all of you listening to this, what kind of this makes no logical sense. The amount of money that you can make is limitless. You can pick any number you want and put yourself out there. The only thing, God, if you could just believe this, the only thing preventing you from making more money is you, period. Everybody has millions of dollars just waiting in an escrow to be claimed. That's it. And you're like, no, I don't think I'm good enough. That's what you all are doing. I don't think so. Let's go. So when you say my business isn't successful, you know exactly why it's not. You're not showing up. You're not believing yourself. You're not putting yourself out there. You're not being willing to be rejected. You're not making enough offers. And all the people that you could be helping are not getting helped. Because you're over here hiding behind me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you're totally right. Even with what you just said, like you're not making offers. Like I haven't even... Like the only time I ever asked someone to pay was when they asked me, what's your price? I never even asked anybody to pay me for coaching. So that might be
part of it. Mystery. Why aren't you making any money? We can't figure it out. Anyone who's one of my coaches who studied my business material knows how to make money. They're just not doing it because they're afraid. And you got to use that beautiful mind to stop being afraid or to do it afraid. Too many people need our help. We can't be doing this shenanigans. We got to go out there and help the people. And we have to rise up, in my opinion, as women into our capacity. We can't be sitting here doing, well, somebody told me that I couldn't make a lot of money unless I was in tech. So stop. All y'all, stop that nonsense. You have heard it from me. You can make as much money as you want. You have to be courageous. You have to reprogram your brain, but it is available to you. Let's go, Eva. Go make some offers. Okay? Deal? All right, my friend. All y'all, listen. If you're an entrepreneur, take the entrepreneur training over and over and over and over and over again until you're doing every single thing I've taught you. Don't take that class once and then just be like, it's such a mystery why I'm not making money. If you're not making money after the first time you took that class, take it again until you do. If you're not making enough money after you finish this class, take it over and over and over and over again until you do. My best students who make the most money listen to these classes over and over and over again. That is it. They're already making tens of millions of dollars. Shout out to Corinne, who's probably listening to this right now, probably for the fifth time. Do not let the programming of the world prevent you from living your truest destiny. Please don't die with unused success within you. All right, you guys have a beautiful, amazing week. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.